But you got to get things happening. But today, I just want to just close this service. I mean, it'll never close as far as witnessing. But I really want to bring a word for each one of us. Because sometimes we don't want to witness, or we don't want to evangelize. You know, you say somebody else will do it. But still, God is calling us to do something about it. How are you doing with the offering, okay? When you're done, you can come over here and I'll stop my message. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, Lord, and we want to thank you, Lord, that you're an awesome God. Thank you, Lord, for the gifts that people are giving today, Lord. We see it as a blessing. We praise you for that, Lord. And Father, for the word that they speak, Lord, that, Father, there's not just word, but, Father, there's your word that goes to the heart of your people, Lord. And, Father, I just pray, Father, that when they will leave this place, Father, they will have a message in their heart, inscribed it by you, Lord, and the Spirit of God. So we bless you, we praise you, and we pray in Jesus' name. And the church says, amen and amen. Awesome. So I prayed for the offering. So when you're done, just go over there and that'll be okay. So Matthew 28:19 says, to go, therefore, and make disciple of all nations. That's what it says. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28:19. And you know what? That's a great commission. And maybe some of us say, well, Christine, you do it. You know? Or maybe Bianca, you do it. Or maybe somebody else is better than I do. And we shy back and we don't do it. But God is expecting us, even though we're not pastor or evangelist, to go where we work, whatever, and if the subject come up or something happened, it's in your heart and it's in your mind, and you do it. Talk about your Lord and Savior. Right? He saved you this week, Bill, huh? You're getting saved pretty often. Maybe somebody will tell you about it, right? Okay. So we carry the good news. How many knows that? 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope. Not your fellow brother or sister and say, our hope. Nobody nudge anybody. Come on, go like this. Our hope. He is our hope. So we have the message. We have the message, guys. We're sitting there with the hope of Jesus Christ. We have the message, but sometime we shy back and we don't want to do it. Let somebody else do it. And I'm here to encourage you and to deal with you guys today about this. He's our hope. John 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one else comes to the Father except by me. Amen. He didn't say he was a way. He said he is the way. We have the message. We have the good news. We carry it wherever we go. But sometimes we don't do what we're supposed to do. And you know, it's not about condemnation or no, there's no condemnation. But it's about, okay, let's readjust. Let's focus. Because somebody is waiting to hear from God, from you, and sometimes we're not doing it. And maybe from me too. And I'm not doing it. So we have a great message of hope we're carrying. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, I am his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God had prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. See, God's expecting us to walk in them. So he's calling us to be witness. All right? So today I wanted to deal with one issue that would stop you from sharing the gospel. And it's called rejection. Rejection! Wow! Because a lot of us are afraid of being rejected. Because, you know, how many have ever been rejected? And the rest of you, you're just lying to your teeth, right? We're all being rejected at some point or another. And you know, once you've been rejected, you go stay away from rejection. If you've been rejected witnessing, you stay away from witnessing. If you've been rejected a certain way, you just don't go there. I will tell you the first time I was rejected really bad. I had a good upbringing. My father was a good man, my mother, my sister. But I was in grade 7. And there was this girl. She had short hair, black hair. I still remember her, right? And she and I had a crush on her. And I thought she had a crush on me, but she didn't. I mean, in grade 7, you know, you just... one day she picks a boyfriend, and he was a bigger guy and all that stuff. My heart was broken. She didn't even know I like her. I never even told her. That's how stupid I was, right? I never told her, and she got this boyfriend, and I was rejected. How many have been rejected? Relationship? By different things you've been rejected? So that's when I made up my mind. I said, the woman I'm going to marry is going to be blonde. She's going to be beautiful. She is going to be an awesome woman, right? And I went from rejection to commitment, and you know, God answered my prayer. But what I'm saying is, in life, whatever you do, whatever you go, look at it this way. You are going to be rejected. You're not going to like it, but there's a way around that. Because we're not a people that will remain in rejection, but we're going to people that's going to walk with God and do what we're supposed to do. He says he has good works for us. Nothing will stop me. Nothing will stop you. Isn't that true? So, I had my share of rejection just after that. Okay? After that, I began to do, when we came into Trenton, I began to go door to door. Now, why did I do that? Stupid me, I don't know. But I felt I better go to door to door and tell them about Jesus. Isn't that what it's all about? Witnessing? So I began to go door to door. Talk about Rejection City. I'm carrying the good news. I am carrying the message. I have the message of hope. And they shut their door in my face. Some have pulled guns on me, knives, called the police. And you know, when I was at the base, they called the military police. You don't want to talk about those guys. And rejection after rejection after rejection. I've got a good news. Nobody wants to hear it. Isn't that the case? Nobody wants to hear it. You know, so after a few months, The only little bit of light that I had is every 10 house, I would get one person that would say, yeah, that sounds good. I need some of that. And I began to share the gospel. And you know, when I left that house, my friend, I was walking on air, rejected for 10 times, and then this thing would come upon you. Wow. He made Christ the Lord. And some people are still walking in their salvation today. But still, being rejected 10 times is like being slapped in the face. Bang, bang, bang. So one day I was walking. And I said, after the 9th house, I said, God, this is stupid. How can I do this thing? They don't want to hear nothing about you. Because you feel rejected. You feel like your message is going nowhere. Then I began to talk to God about it. You know, when you're rejected, the thing to do is to talk about God. To God about this thing, right? So, I'm sorry. I missed my thing. I went to the world first. That's why I get my note. I went to the world before I went to God because I was discouraged. And I looked it up and the world says this. Don't take it personally. Oh, yeah, they shut the door in your face. You think you have it bad, huh? They shut you. They pull a gun on you. Did they pull a gun on you yet? No. It says, know when to quit. That's what the world says. Know when to quit. Those are all good things that the psychologist will say so you don't get rejected. Don't allow it to control you. I mean, this is my life. Use it for improvement. Wow, I got a lot of improvement, Jack. A lot of improvement here. Stop dwelling on it. How can you stop dwelling on it when people say bad thing about you and you're being rejected? It's just there. You can't get away from it. And the last one, never the least, it says, seek professional help. There you go. This is the world system. So then I say, well, I better talk to the boss about it. So I begin to talk to God. I say, God, this is crazy. I mean, I'll go over here and I'll go there and I'll get kicked out of the house, right, Bill? And I'll go over here and this will happen and they yell at me and all that stuff. And, you know, if I only do 8 house in one day or 9 house, it's all bad news. I feel that big. And this is what God says. 1 Samuel 8:7. And the Lord said to Samuel, heed the voice of the people in all what they say, for they have rejected me. Remember, a few weeks ago, I spoke on anger. That God gets angry. And it kind of shook me because I thought God was just a nice guy sitting on the bench, you know, and he's happy all the time. But he gets angry about things. So he tells me, I've been rejected. Matter of fact, if you look in the Bible, see how many times people rejected him for some other God or some other place. Or God been rejected time and time after. So he said that to Samuel. Then the next one is Isaiah 53:5. And I could have picked 20 scripture on rejection. About God. He was despised and rejected. Wow, that's good music. A man of sorrow and acquaintance with grief, and he hid as it were our face from him. He was despised and did not esteem him. He was despised and rejected. Not talking about Jesus. So, rejection will come your way sooner. And you know, Matt, it may not be about witnessing. Maybe about your work. Maybe about your idea. Maybe about something you want to do. People will reject it. And then you'll feel down and down and down. But you can't stay there. You cannot stay there. So I'm a pretty simple guy. How many would say that? So I wrote down 2 types of rejection.
which is very, very, very easy to remember. The past rejection and the present reaction. No, rejection. Sorry.
And both are very, very detrimental, but the first one is worse. The past. And I want to talk a little bit about that, because when you had very strong past rejection, you form a foundation in your life that is not godly. And maybe you were forsaken by your mother. Maybe you were forsaken by your father, by your family, at a young age, and you grew up and you were neglected. You were rejected, more or less. Now, there's another word for that. Abandoned. See, we're living in a day and age where fathers have abandoned their son. They left them grow on their own. A mother sometimes have abandoned their daughter. And you know, these people, young people, grow with the spirit of rejection. And you cannot build a holy life on rejection. You have to come back and say, Pastor, I got a problem. I feel reject all the time. How do you know you feel reject? Well, you're never good enough. How did you do? Well, not very good. People like you? No, people don't like me. Something happened, and it's always, you never make the mark. And you know what? I'm not here to open a can of worm about your life. I'm just saying, if it's found in you, deal with it. God has made a way. He has made the cross. He has made the so much around you so you can walk in total freedom. Because there's nothing worse than walking with a spirit of rejection. Because of something that happened in the past affects you today. You've got problem today because your foundation was not established properly. It was established on a lack of love. It was established on not being taken care of or whatever. And you got to come to the cross. You got to come to your pastor or leader or elder and say, listen, you know what you, Pastor, talked about it? I feel that because of this. And then we're going to pray with you. We're going to seek the Lord with you. Maybe we'll fast with you, and we're going to say, we want to break this thing in your life because it doesn't belong there. And you know what? I'm not talking, you don't all have this. No, no. Most people don't. But a few of us may have it. And you know, we want to establish our life on a strong foundation. And you know what? When God heals you, then you will have a ministry. And a lot of people don't say, well, what's my ministry? Your ministry will be to restore broken life. Restore broken leaf, not leaf. Life, dream. That sounds like leaf, but it's dream. And you know, that'll be your life. I mean, who wants to go and look for some big ministry when God is calling you to restore? You know, revival sometimes is restoring. Restoring. So this is one, past rejection. And if you have past rejection, you know. You don't have to tell me you know. But God is in the business of rebuilding life. Okay, that's his business. My father owns a business. And he has people all over the world working in Cuba, in Trenton, in China, all over the world. He's in the business of restoring what the devil has messed up in your life. That is the good news. That's something you could carry to someone who is by themselves and say, I got good news for you. And this is called evangelizing with passion. Because he's done it in your life. He will do it in somebody else's life. That is his business. Now the other is the present rejection. Present? How do you say that? Present. It is about your life, your idea, your personality, your work, your testimony. It may have been rejected at some time. And you know what? You just backed off. I don't want to have nothing. You know, there's people that's not in this church because they backed off. They got upset with somebody. They got upset with some of the church. Whatever, leader, God is not there when they want to. Whatever, and they feel rejected. And they say, no, I don't want to go back to church. I don't want to go see this brother over here. I don't want to. No, I'll stay on my own. Because they suffer present rejection. Meaning, it can be fixed. It can be talked. And you know, when you do that, you become an open book. And there's healing. There's a restoration. We all need healing. See, everybody wants to see the leg grow, the neck straighten, the arm lengthen, the cancer be gone. But we don't realize that there's all types of healing that God wants to do because it's his business. That's what he major in. So he's saying, come to me. I will give you hope. Then he gives you hope and then you go to other and you give him hope. God wants to restore. He wants to heal. That is his business. So you say, Pastor, I do have rejection in my heart, you know, this happened. Well, bring it to the cross. Talk to that person. Do something about it. Say, God, like I did, I went to the boss. I said, God, there's a problem here. I'm rejected. And maybe you've been rejected by some people. You're going to let that mess up your whole life because somebody said something that maybe they didn't even know what they were talking about. They were talking about something else, and you took it as a, ooh, rejection. I'm going to walk away from here. I'm going to walk away from you. Yeah, I'm going to go away. Rather than come and talk it out and say, listen, I felt rejected when you said this. I felt rejected when you did that. I felt rejected. But you know what? I'm putting everything to the cross. I'm going to be me, full of the Holy Ghost and power. And I'm going to walk with him, and I'm going to be a witness wherever I go. I'm not going to let nothing. How do you say nothing in Spanish? Nada. I should know that. Nada. I'm going to let nada take away my peace and my hope. No, that's the way we got to be. We got to get tough. This is a tough world. We got to get tough in that way. Rejection will come your way today. It'll come your way tomorrow. Could be a brother. Could be somebody at work. Could be anywhere. It will come your way, friend. It's how you deal with it. See, God is so good. God is so good. He's given us his word. And in this world, this is anti-rejection book. Completely proactive. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Proactive. Yeah. And you got to look at it and say, yeah, God hasn't given me a spirit of fear, brother, but a love, power, and a sound mind. Wow. I can walk my head up. I can walk and not be weary. Any rejection that cuts my way, I will say, all things will work together for me because I'm serving my God. And my God is enough. Though an army would come against me, I will not be weary. 1,000 will fall on the left and 1,000 will fall on the right. But I will not be harmed. I will be rejected. Sorry, did I wake up the baby? Because you're going to have chance. Like, look at me, everybody. You're going to have opportunity to be rejected. You're either going to receive it or you're going to walk away from it and take the anti-rejection book and quote a few scripture because God has given you enough. He's an awesome God. My father owns the business. And he tells us what to do. How many wants to be rejected today? Nobody wants to be rejected, but it will happen sooner or later. But my God, he's able. He's able to do what he said he's going to do. And he's able to bless me because he says, I will be blessed. I will be blessed walking down the street, in my house, opening the cupboard, I'll be blessed. Shutting the door, going in the pool, I'll be blessed. Whatever. You know, God is in the blessing business. If you have been rejected in the past, you never dealt with it, call me. Call Neil. Call Pastor Travis. If you're a lady, well, call one of the ladies. And say, listen, I got this problem. I go here, I go there, I try this, I try that. You know what I mean? You know, there's nothing worse to me than, well, I won't say that. AA is a good thing. It works for some, but it doesn't work for everybody. Because you go there and you say, my name is Johnny, I'm alcoholic. My name is Johnny, I'm an alcoholic. My name is Mark, I'm an alcoholic. Well, we know they're alcoholic, that's why they go there. But you know what? They have to begin to confess that God gives you freedom. My name is Johnny. I was an alcoholic. I decided to take another path. I decided to go this way. And now God has set me free. And he's going to hold me to this. Because he is my God. And he's bigger than anything. And as they begin to confess the anti-rejection book, as they begin to confess, first thing you know, God begins to grow in them. And I'm not saying that to be mean against any department or whatever, but we have to begin to confess the book because the reason maybe that they're drinking is because they were rejected at a young age. All the one really bad alcoholic that I talked to, they tell me, I said, tell me your past. It's all bad, man. You wouldn't survive what they survived without drinking. You probably would have been on drug and in a ditch someplace before you're 20. Some lives are bad, I'll tell you. But God doesn't want to keep us there. He wants us to be overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. If he can stop your testimony, ha! The devil has a heyday in heaven. Not in heaven, in hell. He has a heyday because he stopped it. Your mouth. You know what? One day I was preaching here and I was doing ministry. And remember Jim White, I talked to him. He was walking at some. I prayed for him. And he was walking and he got right to this chair right over here. And the Spirit of God talked to me. He said, tell him he has a voice. So he was right there and I was right here. You know, when God speaks to you, you remember where you were? What you did, how you said it, because it's God. And I shout, I said, Jim, you have a voice. And it's like I hit him with a ton of brick. Because God spoke to him. I needed to hear that. And I don't know his past, whether he was rejected. He was rejected. But anyway, God is in the business of restoring. Do you think your life is too big in the negative for God to restore? It's not too big. You think it's too big because your foundation is not strong. But it's not too big. Our God is big. He's awesome. He can do it. And He will do it. Just trust Him. Get some help. And say, demolish that foundation and rebuild it. A strong foundation on the Lord Jesus Christ. Then you will be a restorer of the breach. Then you will be able to say, listen, I was there. I was exactly the same way as you were. Defeated, tired, rejected, abandoned. But God came into my life and I cried for help. And He helped me. Look at me today. I am restored. And God wants to restore you. And from me to Him, from Him to another person, and from Him here, God restore. That's the kingdom of God. It's at hand. It's in your hand, church. It's in our hand, the kingdom of God. We don't want to look for it. Revival is in our hand. It's here. And God is saying, I'm waiting. Be strong. Come up. Be strong. No, I like this message on evangelism. It gears me up, you know. I just want to go. So if you feel rejected, you're just in a few weeks or whatever, just go to God. Ask for prayer. You don't want to live there. You do not want to live there. Forgive, forget. Let's go. Hallelujah. Why don't we stand up? You know, before a war, there is training. Before you go out there and fight the enemy, you learn about him, you train yourself. You know what I mean? You do something so that you know the battle is going to be hard. No battle is easy. Otherwise, you don't have to fight it. It's hard. Your battle to remain strong, to remain accepted in the eyes of God, even though you're not accepted in the eyes of man, is not an easy battle, but it's a battle. And you know, when you fight this battle to remain strong, you win. Are you a winner? Yeah. I didn't hear that. Yeah. I can't hear you. Yeah. Are you a winner? Are you rejected sometime?
Yes.
What do you do about it?
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, you deal with it. Deal with it. Don't leave it underneath the carpet. Deal with it. That goes for me. That goes for my wife. That goes for everybody. You know, God is a business of restoring. Now, let me see your hand if you, be honest, if you've been rejected before very badly. Let me see your hand. Okay. Got a few. You guys been rejected? What about this side? You been rejected before? Yeah? By who? By who? Friends? Yeah? Right. Well, you dealt with it. Right? Gone. You understand. He's translated. Okay. Awesome. All right. Why don't you grab somebody's hand? Just grab across the aisle there. Just find somebody else. Yeah. Awesome. Listen, folks. We are all in the same boat. We all flesh and blood. We're going to get ticked sometime, and we're going to get upset sometime, and we're going to be rejected, but we don't stay there. Are we going to stay there?
No.
Let's make the difference between the man and the boy. The man decides, I'm not staying here. I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to do something about it. And I'm going to be a woman after God's own heart. I'm going to go and I'm going to change the world. Change those people. Let's pray. Close your eyes for a minute. Lord, you see your people here today. Father, they're lining up here hand in hand, Lord. And Father, the warrior, the soldier. Father, they are equipped according to Ephesians chapter 6, Lord, with a sword and with a shield. And Father, they have a helmet on and shoes and a belt of truth, Father. Father, they are your soldier. And Lord, we know the enemy fears this warrior, fear those soldiers, Father. And Lord, I pray that today, Father, that they would walk away from this place knowing, Father, that they are strong in the Lord and in the power of God. And Father, they will stand. And when rejection come, when words, that negative word come to them, they will say, no, that's not mine. That is not mine. The word that I hear are from the book. It's word of encouragement. It's word of love. It's a word of God. And those words will negate every assignment from the enemy that has against me. You know what? John 10:10 says that the thief come to kill, steal, and destroy. And the devil, you're not going to get these people because they belong to God. You're not going to steal nothing. You're not going to kill them, and you're going to have to destroy them because they belong to my Father. And we give you thanks, Lord. Lift your hand up. Say this with me. I belong to my Father. My Father has a big business. Number one business. Restoring. Number two business. Refilling. Number three business. Cranking me and letting me go. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Let's praise Him. Well, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We're ready, Father. We are ready, Lord. Knowing, Father, that all things will work together because we love you, Lord. We bless you. We give you thanks. And the saints said, amen. Amen. Amen.